Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Since 2009, HRN podcasts have been exploring the wide world of food, beverage, and agriculture. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
Buongiorno, and welcome to Life's a Banquet, an Italian podcast about spaghetti and meatballs and pizza with me, your host, Mario from Super Mario Brothers.
And me, Luigi from Super Mario Brothers.
Ciao, Luigi.
Ciao.
Little known fact, ciao is actually not spelled C-H-O-W.
It's not. Well, let's talking about puppy chow.
Your favorite food.
It is my favorite food. Oh, I just had some for breakfast.
You like go out on a date and like they're asking all the like questions. What do you do? When is your birthday? What's your favorite food? And you're just like puppy chow.
Puppy chow, dog. But also puppy chow refers to that holiday dessert with Chex mix.
Oh, yes.
Like
yes.
Muddy Buddies. Or whatever, but they're also called puppy chow. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about because I'm from the future. I'm 6 hours ahead, so I know everything before you do.
Whoa. What's it like out there 6 years in the future? 6 hours in the future?
Things have changed a lot, let me tell you.
In Italy.
In Italy only, yeah. Actually.
Okay, so here we're fine.
Yes, you're fine. Yesterday, there was a hailstorm that lasted for like, honestly, a full hour of golf ball sized hail.
Holy shit. Did everyone's cars get messed up?
No, my car was fine, but everyone else's car is destroyed. I was parked under a tree.
One time that happened here in Indiana when I was working and the owner's windows got smashed out by the hail of their car. And my head dents all over my car from it.
Oh my God. That's terrible. My friend Alex was telling me that once when they were kids, I don't remember what part of the world they were in, but that like the hail started coming down so big. It was like, maybe it was in Australia and it was like grapefruit sized and it smashed through their skylight. So they had to hide under the table in their kitchen.
Oh my God. That seems very violent, Lord.
I know, the wrath of God in action.
Oh man.
Nicole, what's going on in America? Any news, any updates?
Okay. Well, Florence Pugh and Zach Braff have stopped dating. But they're still on good terms, okay?
Oh, thank the Lord. Why did they start dating, I guess, is my first question.
I don't know. She's 26 and he's 47. So he's 21 years older than her. When she was born, it was legal for him to drink alcohol and star on Scrubs.
That always, like, freaks me out is, like, when men date, like, these younger women, I picture them meeting them when they were babies and being like, one day I'm going to fuck this baby.
Yeah, like in Twilight.
Oh, man. A funny story about Twilight in Italy. Maybe I've told this already, but there's a town not too far from here, maybe like 45 minutes, called Montepulciano, where the wine is famously from.
I've heard of that wine.
It's very popular. And in the town of Montepulciano, to this day, because I just went a couple months ago, they still have, because they filmed a scene of Twilight there, there's still Twilight memorabilia everywhere.
Oh, yes. I do know that. I didn't realize it was in Montepulciano, but yeah, people go there. So there's like a documentary. My sister got me DVDs of Twilight for my birthday because we have a DVD player at my parents' camper. And so I put the DVD of Twilight in, and it's like, you know, it's a DVD, so it has like this whole beginning section where they're like, oh, the making of Twilight. And it shows people going to Forks, Washington, which is the other place that it's filmed, mm-hmm. and just like overwhelming the town with like, just like tourists wanting to like just be in the town. It sounds really annoying. And then it shows some people travel to Italy just to look at that scene in Twilight, which is just, to me, insane. I mean, a good reason to get out of the country, I guess, but still really crazy.
Really wild. And to go to like Tuscany so you can see where they filmed one scene in Twilight. And then I guess you just go home. You don't even bother to eat. Well, I saw it. Time to get back on the plane.
Yep. Get on the tourist bus.
Oh, super wild. I know we're not really doing Ben and Jen updates anymore, but are we really ready to move past it? Or are we completely done?
No. Well, I feel like they got upset when we announced to the world that we weren't going to talk about them anymore. So immediately, as soon as we announced that, if you well recall, they got married. And then now they're nervous that we're going to keep not talking about them. So they have announced that they're getting married again.
Wow.
But like a real wedding that we were not invited to, by the way.
I find that to be unbelievable I feel like our invitations must have just gotten lost in the mail.
That's possible. I mean, they didn't know you were going to Italy, probably.
That's true. Hopefully they get married in Italy so I can attend. In Montepulciano.
They're going to get married on 87 acres somewhere. I don't know where. They're probably not going to tell us.
Wow.
But hopefully helicopters will fly overhead filled with paparazzi and we'll get some photos.
That's wild. I have a travel story that might make you laugh. It made me cry, okay. But in hindsight, it's kind of funny. So... I don't know if you know this, but I found out that like I had been walking around on an actually broken ankle, which I thought was a sprained ankle, for nearly 3 months. But a tiny piece of my ankle ripped away, the ligament ripped it off of the rest of the bone. And I had been like power walking like Jane motherfucking Fonda on this thing, working.
Did she power walk?
Yes, she's the first power walker. She invented the sport.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she invented it. So,
okay.
I break my ankle and I'm like it's actually fine. Like I don't even really have to wear a boot, but and I don't have to have surgery, but like I thought.
Oh, you don't have to have surgery. That's good.
No, I know. I'm so excited. But I thought, wow, let me milk this. I got a doctor's note and I was like, maybe I'll get to get a free upgrade when I get on the plane. If they have extra seats in business class. So I am so, so nice. I dress up nice for the plane ride. I'm so polite. And I go up and they're like, I was like, hey, I have a doctor's note. They're basically like, no, like immediately. They didn't give a fuck. So I was like, okay, how about could I just get on the plane early so somebody could help me up with my heavy carry-on? Because I packed a small suitcase so I didn't have to check my bag because I heard everybody's bags get lost.
So, yes, that's been happening.
Yeah. So I go to check in and the woman's like, oh, you got it. You're coming through and you are early and you have this big ass bag. You have to check this bag. And I was like freaking out because I put all my stuff in there that I didn't want to get lost. You know, like jewelry, mm-hmm. my delicates, my
Why
pet,
did you
iguana.
Have to...
I don't know. I'm like,
why did you?
I
don't
know.
Have to put it in one of those cages to see if it's big enough? Or
yes,
small
I
enough?
Put it in the cage. I made it through this whole way. I put it in the cage. It fit. They were screaming at me. They're like, so I get out of line. I'm like pulling my like, you know, all my special things out of my bag. I start like crying. They're yelling at me. They're like, look at her. She's holding up the line. Like, truly, I'm now bawling.
What?
Right? I'm now
Did
bawling.
Did someone really say that in Italian?
No, it was in New York. It was at JFK. So it was just like New Yorkers.
But and you guys are all flying to Italy though, right?
Yeah, but the gate agents are American.
Okay. So, wait, the gate agent said, look at her. She's holding up the line?
Yes. Screaming. And I wasn't holding up the line. And like, they wouldn't give me my passport back. It was terrible. So I'm like, she's like, why are you crying? And I was like, the first thing that popped out of my mouth, much like how I pulled that years ago at Brucey when the customers were complaining, I was like, one of our servers died today. You should like, you know, don't worry if your pass is late. I was like, I'm getting my dad's ashes out of my bag if that's okay with you. Just because I wanted to make her feel bad. So then I get on the plane and this like lovely like Dutch stewardess was like, are you okay? Do you need a hug? And I was like, aww. I just wanted to sit like so I can put my foot up. I have a doctor's note and my dad's ashes. Like I just wanted to get them out of my bag. Like I kept the lie going. And she goes, is your father with us today?
Oh my God.
And then I was like,
this is making me stressed out.
And then I was in, but I did really have a broken ankle. Like, I actually did need to, like, put my foot up. My doctor was like, you really should put your foot up because you could get a blood clot wearing this brace on the plane. So
scary.
That part was real. Like, I didn't lie about my injury, but I did lie about my dead dad being with me on the plane. But anyway, so then I, like, go sit back in my, like, stupid coach seat. And these like typical Long Island family, they're like, can we switch seats with you? So we sit with our like kids who are like 13. They didn't need to sit with our kids. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Also, book a plane flight together.
Exactly. It's not my problem. And I was like, if you have a window seat or an aisle seat, of course I'll switch with you. They had a middle seat. I'm like, I'm not flying 9 hours in a middle seat because you didn't plan. I'm sorry.
No. Plus your dad's ashes are with you on the plane.
And I'm like, plus you don't want to sit next to a pile of ashes. So and then the dad, who was this jerk dude, was like, okay, well, I'm going back to my seat, screaming at the top of his lungs, the middle seat, the best seat in the house, yelling in my face. I was now pouring tears. And then the wonderful, beautiful Dutch stewardess comes back at the last minute. She taps me. She goes, your upgrade went through. And she moves me up to motherfucking business class with my dad's ashes.
Wow. So I need to start lying about my dad's ashes on planes because I've never been in business class ever.
It was sick. It was nice. And also I'm sick because that's a really fucked up, weird thing to do. But
do you get like free snacks and stuff in business class?
Yeah. Free snacks, drinks, like really comfy blankets. I got a foot rub. It was great.
Okay. Also, Jane Fonda did not invent power walking. Okay. It was invented in 1999.
Oh, that's way after her. Did she invent regular walking?
Yes. It's also power walking is often confused with race walking, just so you know, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Marone. So the topic today is no topic because I was too lazy celebrating my birthday to research anything.
I love that. Wait, we should mention to the listener that we got to see each other in person recently. Oh, yeah.
I went to New York City, the home of the Whopper, and
this also from New York City. New York City.
Somebody get a rope. Yeah, I went to New York City and walked around like a true New Yorker, and then I drove to Robert Moses Beach like a true New Yorker.
It was amazing. And while at the beach, because I had this like broken ankle for a week, I had to wear a boot. So I put a garbage bag around the boot the day I went to the beach with Nicole, walked out to the beach. We go in the water. I wrap the boot in the garbage bag. We come back like, why is the boot so far from the blanket? And we realized that a flock of seagulls, the band, took my boot, carried it into the air, nibbled holes in it, and then dropped it somewhere that they felt that was reasonable, far away from the blanket.
Yeah. They thought that it was food because it was in a trash bag. And they're geniuses, I guess. Because they can recognize garbage, which is really insane.
It's really weird. They're like, this dinner tastes like a boot.
They will eat trash, though. I've seen them do it.
It's crazy.
They're non-discriminatory. They'll be like, oh, I love this bag of Funyuns, even though there's no Funyuns in it.
They dump all the Funyuns out and just eat the bag.
Which I guess is a good diet trick. You just eat the bag of the chips instead of the actual chips themselves. It's probably less calories.
But folks, introducing, are you sick and tired of your disgusting fat ass? Try the bag diet. Dump the chips out. We can keep the bag.
Yeah. Listen, I've never seen a fat seagull. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, actually. I've never seen a fat seagull either, but I wish I would. How about Steven Seagull?
Who's that?
Steven Seagal.
Oh, Steven Seagal. He's definitely gotten a little bit chunkier over the years, for sure.
He's fat, you know, and he has painted on hair.
Oh, really? Why wouldn't he just get hair plugs?
Like, I don't know. Musk. He paints that hair, that widow's peak is almost touching in between his brows.
Well, also, if you get a facelift, your hairline moves back, too. So maybe he's struggling with that sort of phenomenon.
A fat seagull.
I think they have pretty low carb diets for the most part. So I think that's why they stay so slender.
That's true. Only chip bags and smelts.
Was that a child in the background?
Oh, yeah, there's children here, and they're so cute. One of them just popped their cute head in here. And I was going to ask her to come be on the show, but then she popped her head back out too quickly.
Oh, well, how old is she?
There's Mimi, who's 6, and then Dee Dee, who's 3, and then Bina, who's, like, 1.
Whoa.
Yeah, so cute. They're the cutest children in human history. I cannot even stand it. They're adorable. The best.
So what have you been doing so far in Italy?
I'm not in Italy. I'm in Italy, as I was last time. I've gone for another vacation to Italy, folks. Right now I'm in the pasta section, crunch, crunch, crunching away on some raw bucatini. The sound of children is actually just children in the store.
In the store, yes. You met them just now and you're trying to sell them bucatini.
Well, I'm having a great time in Italy. I'm just hanging out with my friends. Last night I got to go to dinner at this like little cabin of like friends of the family and like eat fried zucchini Ooh. Flowers and like stuffed zucchini. And it was like a thunderstorm. We're drinking homemade wine. Like it was so fun.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was really great. So kind of stuff like that, like fam hanging and, you know, just that's basically it. Drinking a lot of coffee. I swam in the pool once. That's great.
Only one time? I'd be living in that pool.
Oh, I got bitten by, I'm like having a really a adverse reaction. Yes, I did get bitten half, fully through by a shark. I'm now only a top half.
Well, now you don't have to worry about your ankle being broken anymore because you just don't have an ankle.
That's true. The ankle, both ankles are gone. So aside from getting eaten by a shark, what was I just going to say? I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, I've been just like hanging out, cooking. I've been getting eaten by mosquitoes and I'm having like an adverse reaction to them. At first I thought there was like a spider in the bed because I have these huge welts all over me. But now my friend today just said maybe it's that I'm not used to these Italian mosquitoes. And I was like, yeah, I guess they're just like fresh. You know what I mean? Like fresh.
That's interesting. I guess they do have different strains of mosquitoes because there was like only one type of mosquito that was carrying the West Nile or whatever, right?
Yes.
Like not all ticks have Lyme disease.
That's true. But
this special kind, deer ticks.
All of my body parts have West Nile. I'm teeming with it.
Do they have bug spray in Italy?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to work. I mean, truly, I am covered in, like, huge welts. I'm like, do you ever see that movie with Martin Short and Danny Glover where he, like, eats peanuts and he, like, blows up to, like, balloon size? That's what I'm like.
What movie
oh, my
is
God.
That?
I can't remember. It's, like, they're spies or something. I can never remember the name of the movie, but, like.
Danny Glover and Martin Short were in a movie together?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really funny. And there's a scene when they're, like, on a small cargo plane and, like, Martin Short eats, like, a peanut and, like, he's, like, starts being a little bit itchy and then he's like, I'm fine. And then he basically, I think it's where like Jiminy Glick originated because then all of a sudden he's like massive and like his whole face is swollen. He's gone into complete anaphylaxis. But that's me. I'm heinous. I'm hideous. Look away. Don't even listen.
Okay. So what is it? Three Fugitives?
No. That's The Fugitive. There was three of them.
It's the third. That's the third fugitive. The three fugitives.
Each fugitive sequel gains an additional fugitive.
That is true, though, because the sequel to The Fugitive had a different fugitive.
That's crazy. And eventually it's like a no bottomed man, which is me.
It's called Pure Luck. It has 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. No one has ever seen this movie except for you.
It really sticks in my head. I reference it constantly.
Oh, here's a picture of him blown up from the peanut. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I look like. I'm like the fucking Michelin man over here, but pink and bottomless.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Well, I looked into some news stories since we didn't have a topic so we could just keep the conversation going about complete stupid bullshit.
Thank God. Thank you. You're doing the Lord's work.
Because I didn't know if I don't know if they had the news in Italy or not.
No, America. Nothing. No, no, no. People just shout out of their bell towers, Mamma Mia!
Yeah, are you near where they filmed Mamma Mia? Is that an Italian movie?
They're filming the Mamma Mia's 3 over here. There's Mamma Mia's everywhere.
Is that in Italy or Greece?
I have no idea. I never saw it. I'm not a really huge ABBA fan like you are.
I've never seen it either, but there's also a sequel to it. For some unclear reason, where Meryl Streep was not in it, right? Oh, yeah, they're on the Greek Islands, so never mind. Not relevant.
Scratch that from the record.
So, ripped from the headlines, you guys. Well, the first thing is very sad to me. I don't even know why I'm so sad about it, but I just, it just seems so strange. But Anne Heche died.
Oh, yeah. It's a really, like, shit way to die, too.
Well, she, it's crazy because, like, I watched the footage of her crashing her car into someone's house. She's driving so insanely fast. But then you actually see her, like, being put on a gurney or whatever. Ugh. And she's, like, flailing all around. Like, she seems like she's alive, you know? And then they say that immediately after that she goes into a coma. I don't know. I think it's suspicious. I think that this is a conspiracy and that Anne Heche was murdered.
Wow. It goes all the way to the top, huh?
Well, I just, like, it's very vague. You know, I haven't spoken to her doctor directly, but the news reporting is like, oh, she slipped into a coma immediately and then she died because she had no oxygen to her brain. But I'm like, why didn't she have any oxygen to her brain? She was already under the care of the emergency responders when she went into her coma. So it just seems suspicious to me. She must have known something.
Yeah, it was probably the Clintons. As usual.
Okay, but in less sad news, there is literally this was the top news story in my news feed this morning, is that people are battled over sheets, because some people say that you should have a top sheet, but they don't just say that you should, they like scream at you that you have to have a top sheet. And other people are like, no, I don't have a fucking top sheet. What's the point of a top sheet? I have my blanket. So what camp are you in, Zara?
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you that I've been in both camps before. I started my journey as a person fiercely fighting against top sheets, saying, no, top sheet. Then what I realized is your top sheet keeps your disgusting, gross, dead skin from your blanket. So you don't want that nasty. Are you sick and tired of your dirty old skin coming off on your blanket? Try a top sheet.
Well, but I wash my comforter cover when I wash my sheets every single week. So for me, not an issue.
Fair enough. However, what if you're one of these freak daddies who doesn't have a comforter, like a duvet cover, and you just have a quilt that you like really don't wash that much?
Well, okay. I'm just saying, The fight for sheets needs to be individual. You can't just imagine some stranger out there that has some weird quilt they don't wash very often. You just have to, it has to be specific to yourself. Okay. So for me, I don't need a top sheet. Although when people come over, for some reason, I put one on. Like, I'm embarrassed for them to know that I don't use one.
You live in shame of yourself. You're like, oh, here's a top sheet for you, just like I use in my own bed every
night. They're even going to, like, they're just going to go into my bedroom and notice my sheet scenario, like, they're like, I just wanted to make sure that you use the top sheet. So I'm going to pull down your covers and check. Because that's the only way they would ever know.
Well, I mean, do you wear underwear? Do you wear underwear?
Do I wear underwear? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm
also, that's none of your business.
Well, I'm going to pull down your comforter and see what's going on under there. So then I switched to being a top sheet person. And to be honest, I really didn't have a lot to do with caring about my dead skin cells getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. It more just was like, I got cute sheets and I was like, put the top one on. And then I felt like with my, this is very boring, but with my thin blanket that I keep on top of my, like, so I go duvet, comforter, thin blanket, top sheet, me, bottom sheet, bed, floor.
Okay. I didn't realize we were starting from the top. I feel like that's too many blankets though.
Well, I like to be snuggly.
In the summer, I just have one quilt and my sheets. And in the winter, I have my duvet cover. So I actually, maybe I'm using a top sheet now subconsciously because I just have a quilt that's annoying to wash. So I don't wash it every week.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. I don't give a shit if people use a top sheet or not. What I do like very much is a pillowcase.
Oh, well, do people not use pillowcases?
I don't know. I guess some people don't use pillowcases.
I right now keep forgetting to buy pillow covers for my, you know, like the protective sheath that you put over your pillow before you put the pillowcase on. Also, I'm just realizing that big sheets is really scamming us out of all of our money. Do we really need to put multiple things on top of our pillows before we put a pillowcase on?
That's true. But I'm actually going to ask a quick question here. You put a pillowcase on top of your pillowcase?
No, I put a pillow protector.
Oh, that's psychotic. Really? So you don't get drool on the pillow? Because pillows stain. Like, I take my pillowcases off and all of a sudden there's like a map of the world pattern on them. And I'm like, what is this from? My body?
Yeah,
my face?
It is. It's for your disgusting face. Yeah, so that's why I put a protector on, to keep the disgusting face stuff from getting onto my pillow.
Sometimes I'm even like, there's like little spots of blood on my pillow, on my pillows, and I'm like, am I bleeding in the night? I'm just bleeding from my head.
Wait, are you serious? I thought you were joking. Are you, that, you
no,
gotta
I
go to the
swear.
Doctor. You gotta bring your pillow in.
I take my pillowcases off and the whole pillow's drenched in blood, but I haven't soaking to the core. The feathers are sticky with blood. And I just, yeah. I don't really, I'm just like, this probably happens to most people. So I don't really do anything about it, but I guess I could get a pillow protector to stop the seepage.
All right. Well, let's stop talking about pillows before everyone turns off the radio. So I found another article that's very concerning to me, but it was behind a paywall, so I can't read what it's talking about. But they said that dark plasma eruptions from the sun are headed toward Earth. But I couldn't read the article, so I don't know if we need to prepare for the end times or if it's they're not going to make it because it's plasma and it just doesn't, you know, doesn't go very fast. Like, I don't know, but I'm concerned.
Oh, my God. First of all,
anyone in Italy, since you're in the future, has anything happened?
We haven't seen any dark plasma here yet, but I mean, two questions. First, do you think my pillow blood could actually be dark plasma?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Okay. Second question. This is more of a statement. I feel bad that like you're too poor to know if we're going to die or not.
I know. Me too.
If only you had that $2.99, we could all know what our future holds.
No, because then I'm going to sign up for it and then forget about it. And then I'm going to be charged $2.99 a month for the rest of my life for like Time Magazine or whatever articles was in.
Totally. But your life isn't going to last much longer because we're going to be killed by dark plasma.
What if I sign up for it and they're like, oh yeah, I mean, it's heading towards Earth, but it'll never reach Earth.
That's true.
It's clickbait you, and now you owe us your life savings.
That's a very good point. I made this mistake signing up for a Newsday subscription for this very podcast, trying to research something about like Long Island. And I was getting charged like $27 a month for a subscription to Newsday Online, which is the Long Island newspaper.
Yeah, the Indianapolis newspaper is behind a paywall here. So I can't read any of the local articles.
Crazy. I'm like, not even a failing New York Times costs $27 a month. This is wild.
I think it does. It's so expensive. I just got a re-up thing. Also, I signed up for the crossword app, and now you literally have to like call them on the phone to unsubscribe from it. It's a scam.
You do. It's an extreme
scam. A total
scam.
But in other news, Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, I guess.
Of the Joe Jonas Brothers.
He partnered with a Botox company, announcing to the world that he gets Botox, which I think is a big deal because usually men don't talk about the Botox.
Like Jotox.
As a society, we're getting better. I mean, just as the dark plasma smashes onto Earth.
Just in time for the dismantling of the patriarchy. Black
it's
plasma.
It's finally okay for men to also get paranoid about wrinkles and give big Botox all their cash. So, you know, he gets Botox. He's 33. I feel like he's a little young for Botox, but, you know, the pressures of being famous probably weigh on him harder
totally.
Than they do on me.
Plus, he has the same first and last name, which is embarrassing. He obviously has a lot to frown about.
Yeah, that's true. Another interesting news tidbit. I know you're going to be really upset by this one. The Dodge Challenger is retired forever.
Oh, wow. You know, it's funny that when you said that, my first thought was the Challenger, like the one that exploded, the spaceship.
Oh, no. That is not the Dodge Challenger.
I was like, wow, they haven't retired that thing already once it exploded in space and killed everyone on it. And it most heinous thing possible.
Yeah, no, that was not the Dodge Challenger. That was just the Challenger. And it retired itself and it exploded into tiny pieces. The Dodge Challenger is a car. That I know that you've been looking forward to getting the newest model of every year, and now you can't because the newest model is 2022, and that's it. That's all she wrote.
I was looking to get my hands on one after I copped a Ford Pinto.
also retired.
Another exploding vehicle. In another exploding vehicle news.
No, this is not exploding vehicle news. This is unrelated news to what we were just talking about. So, a picture appeared on Reddit, and it shows a man stuck in, like, a public toilet hole in the ground, holding himself up by his elbows.
Oh, my God.
Completely nude. And the caption is, like, this guy dropped his phone in the toilet and decided to go in after it, got stuck, and misspent the whole night in this porta potty.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not a porta potty. It's like a concrete, whatever. It's like a public land toilet or whatever.
Oh, no.
And so this dude, this investigative journalist is like, I have to get to the bottom of this story. Like, I have to find out who this guy was. I have to find out where this was. And I was like, okay, I have to read this whole article about this, I guess. So this guy is going all over Montana, like literally emailing this photo to the police departments in town, the fire departments, trying to find out where this location is at, where this guy's stuck in the toilet. many police officers do not respond to them back, you know, because ACAB, what jerks. and he eventually figures out that this guy was on, you know, like a public access fishing site, like in the Forest Service or whatever. Mm-hmm. so then he calls the local fire department and they're like, oh yeah, we know about this, but we didn't actually respond to it. This guy did in fact lose his phone. He did in fact strip completely naked and jump into a vault toilet. So a vault toilet, I did not know this. They can be 5 feet deep and wide. So he's like hanging on for dear life because otherwise he would have just like gone all the way down and just been in an obnoxious shithole for whatever. But they also said that he actually wasn't there overnight. He was only there for 3 hours. And they had to bust down the door to get into him. And just imagine being found completely naked, stuck in a toilet. Like, that's just not...
Dude, not like this.
And then some guy took a picture of him and put it on the internet. He did black his face out, though, so that was nice. So he's still anonymous. We don't know who he is.
Wow, that's amazing. Spending your evening in a toilet, just, like, nearly avoiding drowning in shit. Like, that's how you're going to die, also, drowning I'm in like, a five-foot pool of shit?
If your phone goes in a five-foot pool of shit, I say leave it there.
100%.
Maybe he didn't have insurance. Who knows? But also, another woman in a national park in Washington fell face first into a vault toilet trying to get her phone out. She was only trapped down there for 1 hour.
This is what's wrong with the world today, that is how much somebody values a phone because, and it's not their fault, because a phone costs $1,000. And so they're willing to jump into possibly to their deaths, into a big hole of shit to get it out.
Also, I'm like, you know, back in the old days when we just had landlines, if you dropped your landline in the toilet, you would not go in there and get it. You would just go to the store and get another one.
Of course. Mimi, do you want to be on the podcast? Want to say hi? Hi.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi. We have a special guest, Mimi.
Yes.
She has an eye in the middle of her head. Yes. So, I mean, I wouldn't drop down into the middle of the toilet to get my phone either. Never. Not now. Not ever. Should we take a break and come back with some, with my little tidbit for this freeballing episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Okay, folks, and we're back. We have a tiny, adorable co-host with us, and I'm going to bring you a little bit about some fun celebrity birthdays because it was my favorite celebrity birthday this past week, my friend Nicole Bailey.
I am a celebrity.
She's a huge local celebrity. So a couple of funny things that I got all from US Weekly, as you like to say, Nicole. Or Us Weekly, as the rest of civilization says. Okay, so here's a couple of very over-the-top, extravagant celebrity birthdays. We're going to start with, that's right, you guessed it, Beyoncé Knowles. For her 35th birthday, apparently Queen Bee rocked sparkling one-legged pants and a midriff shirt at her celebration, while her rapper husband really got into the spirit of the era with a towering wig. Oh, she did a 70s theme birthday. Bandana and military style jacket that made him look like rocker Jimi Hendrix. As they did a sexy version of the beloved TV show's line dance.
Okay. Of what beloved TV show?
That's a really great, Soul Train. They had a Soul Train party.
Oh, got it. Could guess that probably.
So they had a great time. So anyway, that was just like kind of getting us into it. The rest of the birthdays are much more exciting. So Kris Jenner, America's momager, on her 60th birthday, Kris has a great Gatsby-themed birthday party, which I just want to like interject to say that as someone who doesn't really like to celebrate my birthday, the thought of having a birthday party that's like themed, where there's like tons of people and you send out an invitation like, come to my Gatsby themed birthday, is the most embarrassing thing that I can imagine happening as an adult. Also, as an adult, as a child, like, great.
You have to sure.
Yeah. So anyway, according to Us Weekly, it says the momager partied late Friday evening at The Lot in West Hollywood, California, with many of her famous friends, including Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. Obviously, this was eons ago, as these two would never be invited anywhere ever again. Just kidding. Just kidding. And John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, and Tina Knowles. I guess Beyonce was busy. There was a confetti cannon at around 11:30. It was amazing.
A confetti cannon?
Yep. A confetti cannon.
That seems like too much for me. I don't want that.
So violent. So wild. So this one, it gets even crazier. Kate Moss. This is for her 40th birthday, which was over 100 years ago. Most people might think that one night of excess was quite enough for most 40-year-olds. Thank you, Mimi. But Kate Moss appeared hell-bent on proving that her hard partying ways are not over just yet. After celebrations for her landmark birthday party finally wrapped up after almost 100 hours, the last survivors of her mammoth four-day party left the Cosworld's home, which is, I guess, where they had the party, following a Glastonbury-themed bash that was expected to cost the star, guess how much it cost for a four-day birthday party?
$5 million.
No, not that much. 100,000 British pounds, but it still sounds like a lot.
Yeah, but also, what does a Glastonbury theme even mean? I mean, that's why I wasn't invited, I didn't know what that meant.
I think the Glastonbury theme is like the Glastonbury Music Festival.
Okay, so weird. That seems like a weird theme to have for your birthday party, but whatever. Everyone was wearing wellies, I guess.
Yes, everyone was eating fish and chips and vomiting. This is after the party then. On Sunday, the model is said to have turned a chef cooking roast beef with Yorkshire puddings for all the remaining guests. The lavish four-day exclusive event was even better than all the model's previous hell-raising exploits. For her 30th, she hosted a Beautiful and the Damned party, like the F. Scott Fitzgerald novel.
Man, people are into F. Scott Fitzgerald's theme parties.
They really love it. They can't get enough. The opulence. I mean, am I right? Three years later, she indulged in a riotous 24-hour drinking and dancing party. Par for the course. And then when she turned 34, she planned four parties spanning 34 hours, 1 hour for each year of her life.
That's so, it's the thing that's funny that they keep mentioning the hours long of her birthday party. They're like, this party lasted for 26 hours. I'm like,
I know.
Okay.
I guess I need to leave a party after like 45 minutes. Totally, yes. They were all V-high.
When she was 34, that was like the 70s, so.
Exactly. That was in the 1870s. So this, I think, is funny because I don't know if you remember this video when Dax Shepard gave Kristen Bell a sloth her 31st birthday, and she started freaking out and crying because there was a sloth on her birthday. It was, really quite shocking.
She was bawling.
Yes, it was a shocking reaction to a sloth. I personally didn't know what to do with it. It scared me, but alas, we made it. And then, so the last one I wanted to just quickly talk about was Simon Cowell, who reportedly invited 400 guests to a mansion. Sorry. Jeez, this is the worst episode in human history.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Sneezing, drinking, a time delay. The only thing that's saving us is that we have cute kiddos here hanging on.
How many people went to Simon Cowell's birthday?
400.
Nobody likes him. No, 400 people do not like him enough.
I know. So Cowell had a tank of mini sharks in the bathroom.
Why?
and a projection of his own face onto the side of the historic manor.
Oh my God. What a freak.
I know. Well, these are all ideas for your next birthday. So that's all I have, really. It's not all that interesting, but it's not all that uninteresting either. It's somewhere in the middle.
yeah, I mean, this is definitely more interesting than us talking about top sheets for 45 minutes and also pillowcase covers, which I think more people do need to talk about, though.
I agree. This should really be more part of the conversation. And I like that we didn't mention the most heartbreaking news of the entire week, which was that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian broke up. Ruining all my faith in humanity.
I mean, I find it hard to believe that they ever dated in the first place, but they did ride a ride at Disney World together.
Well, I read today that it was a publicity stunt.
The breakup or the relationship?
The relationship.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I don't feel like they actually were dating, but you never know.
Yeah, we never know. Well, I think it's about time to go because I have a friend here who is dying to play. And so I'm going to go play with her and get off of this dastardly episode.
Okay, well, tell Italy we said hello.
Ooh.
Please, I know I have to hang up.
No, hang on. You can hang up in a second. Okay, I will tell Italy you said hello. And as always, Mimi, can you say hasta la pasta?
Hasta la pasta.
Love you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Life's a Banquet is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awaeli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.